tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Beale Springs, west of Kingman, got its name from Lieutenant Edward Beale, who was charged with serving a road that would link Fort Defiance and the New Mexico territory to Fort Mojave on the river. He was also the guy that brought camels to Arizona. They were testing them for transportation across the desert for military use, although that camel portion never panned out. Beale Springs did complete the road, and it became part of Route 66 years later. Featuring Kingman as our featured staycation destination. If you'd like to register to win, today's the 16th, so that means we probably drew yesterday, and that would have been for Phoenix. So we're taking entries now for February at Christopher Creek, actually, not too far from your home. And we might say, why would we?
Wait. No, Phoenix. We are registering now for Phoenix.
But it's the 16th, so we would have 16. Drawn.
No.
So now we're entering for February, right?
No, I've got. We'll figure it out in the wash here.
It's either Phoenix or Christopher Creek. Yeah. And the reason we picked Christopher Creek in February, all of our themes of the staycation next year have to do with some special event or festival going on. And you'll get to sit in Christopher Creek and watch the Pony Express come through as they're making their way from Holbrook down to Scottsdale.
Hash knife!
For the Hash Knife Pony Express trip. Still the last... Active Pony Express mail delivery service.
That's so, the coolest thing, too.
We'll send you up to Christopher Creek to witness it in person. And if I were you, or if I was the winner, I would get postcards, and I'd have 100 postcards to hand to that.
That's right.
This was personally rode from Christopher Creek to Scottsdale and now to your home at wherever. You know, friends and family all over the country and the world. So it's either... Right now for Phoenix or right now for Christopher Creek.
But right.
You go to ArizonaStaycation.com and register to win.
We're here this morning with special guest in studio, Brent Reed, the son of the pioneer photographer for the Arizona highways back in the 50s, Mr. Alan Reed. And we were talking about your dad's participation in Glenn Ford's filming of the searchers up in Monument Valley.
John Ford,
John Ford. Now, your dad actually was involved in the filming of Oklahoma as well, down in Sonoyta, right?
Yeah, that was one of the other assignments that Arizona Highways sent him on, was to go down to the Sonoyta, Patagonia area and cover the filming of Oklahoma. And that was in the 1950s, 54, 55, I believe. And so he got to, again, stay on the set while they're filming and got to know. Actually, he got to be very good friends with the director, Fred Zinnemann. And it was very interesting that, he wrote a wonderful story about it. And that story was just recently republished in the Highways in the August 2019 issue.
Oh, it was one of the Robert Steve likes to reach back and pull an article from the archives and redo it. He did it in January of 2019. This one was August.
Yes, it was, and you know, it's kind of just a chance meeting that I was able to connect with Robert. Just a quick story, if we have time.
Yeah.
Robert was. Getting an Uber ride from home to the airport to take off on a trip. And it so happened that his Uber driver is a very good friend of mine named Gene Cervelli, and also actually a former employer. And Gene just started talking to Robert, asking him, where he's headed and what kind of work he does. And when Robert told him that he's the editor of Arizona Highways, Gene said, "Oh, you got to meet my friend Brent," because his dad was one of the early photographers, Alan Reed. And when Robert heard that, he was very, very excited that he could get in touch. And so that's kind of the beginning of this association that's resulted in some of my dad's early work being republished and appreciated again. And I just love to see that.
Well, you were talking during the break that you're in possession of volumes of photographs and articles your dad has created. Are there any photos in any of that material your dad was one of the very few photographers that ever got into Glen Canyon.
Oh, absolutely.
Before the dam was built.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That was one of his favorite places to explore. And that dam, you know, was built, I think, in 62 or 63.
Yeah.
And so my dad was traipsing around that country in the 50s. And so, yes, he did explore Glen Canyon and took lots of pictures of that area. And that was one of his favorite spots in Arizona. And then, ironically, he wound up retiring in a little place called Greenhaven that's near Page. It's right on Lake Powell. But I think as much as he liked Lake Powell, I think he liked the canyon before Lake Powell a lot better.
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you what, I would have to believe, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I'd have to believe if in your archiving, your dad's material, you could come up with something, Glen Canyon prior to the dam. I don't know if Robert Steve would be interested in it, but boy, I sure would be.
Yes, well, that's certainly something I'll work on. Unfortunately, all these archives and these boxes and boxes of negatives and field notes and all that kind of thing just aren't well organized. They're kind of jumbled, and so I've got quite a project if I'm going to curate all this material and try and organize it and figure out what's there.
Man, I can imagine. How many years was your dad involved with the highways?
He was involved from 1949 until the last major feature he did was 1977. And that was about a whole issue that he basically did about Lake Powell and what they call the Grand Circle, which is the Four Corners region. And then, you know, after that, he wasn't really active anymore.
The Grand Circle about Four Corners.
Exactly. About the whole Four Corners country, Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, Colorado. But after that, he would go out and take pictures and some of his material would be published from time to time. But after the 70s, it was mainly his old material being brought back to life and published from time to time.
Man.
Did you pick up are you a photographer?
No. I mean, I love to take pictures on my various trips. I just took a 18-day rafting trip down the Colorado and took about 500 pictures, but I do it just for my own use and recording trips and adventures and that kind of thing. I'm not never tried to publish anything.
But you did get an adventuresome spirit, obviously.
Oh,
you like
absolutely.
To get out and enjoy.
I love the Arizona backcountry and exploring all over the state, and you know, that's really a passion of mine for sure.
18 days down the river, 500 pictures, that's 28 pictures a day. That's probably a lot lower than it really is.
You know, and I think it was at least 500, and then I culled out probably 100 of them because I had, you know, some that weren't so good.
Where'd you start?
We started at Lee's Ferry and then went 226 miles downriver to Diamond Creek.
Was it with a group?
Yeah, it was a private charter group. Led by a gal named Krista Sadler, really interesting person that's a geologist and naturalist, and so she kind of interpreted for our group the whole way.
Wow.
Well, if you have not rafted the Colorado, that is your Arizona bucket list right there.
And
I've not done 18 days. I think 5 was the longest, but still, it is just, words cannot explain it.
It was a wonderful trip, and, you know, we were in Ore, boats, which are much smaller than the big 36-foot motor-driven boats that the tourists usually go on. So we're in 18-foot oar boats. There are 7 boats in total, and 1 paddle boat that 6 folks get to actually participate by paddling the boat with a guide on the back, kind of steering. It was quite an adventure.
Did you get some good rapids?
We hit all, of course, many, many rapids. The really big ones are Hance, Crystal, and Lava Falls. I'm happy to say that it was a no-flip trip. We didn't flip a boat, although they discussed that, hey, that's always a possibility. No one fell out of a boat, so it was completely safe, and we had a wonderful time.
Well, Brent, you're building and expanding the home and the property you've owned for many years, up right in the shadow of the rim country. That's got to occupy some of your time. You've got all these archives of your dad's to kind of page through and organize it. You float the Grand Canyon. I mean, what are your other interests? What's on your Arizona bucket list?
Well, I mean, to a couple of the things that I'm involved in is I'm a volunteer archaeologist, or I volunteer for archaeological projects, and so I work in actually on a project in New Mexico for a New Mexico State University archaeologist every summer. Done that for the past few years, and I'm working on a project near Payson. It's an ongoing dig, and so that's definitely a passion, the archaeology. And the other thing is I'm involved with the Tonto Rim Search and Rescue Group, based there in the Payson Pine area. And, you know, we go out and search for lost hikers and help injured people and that kind of thing. So with that and doing this big project on my house, I'm pretty busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Man.
As far as bucket list, as soon as I get this house done, I want to do a lot more exploring and traveling around the state and get into some of the backcountry that I've never gotten to yet.
Is there one corner of the state that maybe you've seen less than the other?
Well, certainly southern Arizona. You know, even though I grew up in Phoenix and we had a cabin on Oak Creek in Sedona, our focus was northern Arizona.
Yep.
And so I've never really spent time down near, you know, Bisbee and the Chiricahuas and Wilcox and all that. So I'd like to explore that area, too.
Well, you won't be disappointed. I promise you. Go with extra time on your hands and don't be in a hurry. That is some gorgeous, gorgeous country with some beautiful, beautiful dead-end dirt roads.
Those are the best kind.
Those are the ones you're looking for,
absolutely.
Right? Oh, man. We're here with Brent Reed, the son of Alan Reed, photographer for the Arizona Highways from 1949
was his first work.
I mean, he had almost a 30-year run,
and
28
actually,
years.
And not only Arizona Highways, but he published in probably 20 different magazines over the years, including Sports Afield, Field and Stream, Desert Magazine, a publication of the Ford Motor Company called Ford Times. That was an old-time magazine that they put out. Even Newsweek and Life, and, you know, he had photos published and articles in lots of magazines in addition to the Highways. But the Highways was always his journalistic home, so to speak, for sure.
Man, oh, man. It's just like it's venturing back into history with you, just visiting about all that he did.
You know, another thing, too, is that, you know, he was a participant in the early home building industry in Phoenix, kind of the boom. He was with Hallcraft Homes for about 20 years, starting in the early 50s, and did all their advertising work for them. Even though his passion was really scenic photography, he got into the ad business and had an ad agency and did a lot of the marketing and advertising for Hallcraft for many years.
Boy, there's another iconic name in the development of the whole Metro Valley area, Hallmark. Well, fantastic. Well, Brent, stay right where you are because there's more we want to cover with you as we go through the annals and the archives of Arizona Highways Magazine with the son of one of the pioneer photographers, Alan Reed. When we get back, right here at Rosie on the House.